Do you have a copy of it yet?
No.
In your report. Yes, since everybody's here, there's a couple more reports over there if somebody needs them. I'll go ahead and call the meeting to order.
Scott, should I send around the sign up?
Yeah, we need to send the sign up to
okay.
Just to list the members that are here. Accounting purposes.
Sorry, but I need my don't you?
Call the meeting to order at all. Ask Pastor to lead us in devotional.
I'll just lead us in prayer. Again, gracious God, we thank you for this opportunity to come together to do the work of your church here in Buffalo. Help us to make wise decisions, to listen to one another, to be open to your calling if you are calling us to service. Just be with us during this gathering today. Help us to make productive use of our time. We ask all things in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Okay, the first item of business is to approve the agenda as printed on the first page of the of your booklet there.
Mr. Chairman,
yeah.
I move to approve the agenda for the annual meeting as presented, as well as the minutes from the 2021 congregational meeting and the minutes from the special.
Okay.
Seconded.
Okay, there's a motion to actually items 1, 2, and 3 on the agenda, approve the agenda, the annual meeting minutes, and the special congregational meeting minutes. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. The next item of business is questions or comments on any reports in the annual report. We can, did anybody, I don't think anybody's had time to read through these. If there's any questions, if you have them now, you can ask them. Otherwise, you can, if it's not pertinent, if it's not, I guess, pressing immediate, you can also talk to council or council members later if you have any other questions.
President, may I make a recommendation?
Yeah.
That these are handed out maybe the week before the meeting, so we have a little time to look at them.
That's been in the past. Yeah, this year we're a little bit late and everything's ready. I guess. That was, we've been nice to have them a little early.
I hate to vote on something you haven't had a chance to look at.
And actually, we've been waiting to prove the report until later. Is there? guess, summarize your report real quick? That might be helpful.
Well, in my report, I first of all mentioned how warmly my husband and I have been welcomed to Buffalo and to this congregation and to the Union Congregation of UCC. And so I am grateful for that warm welcome. I talked about my installation as pastor of these two churches and the covenant relationship that we entered into, the promises that you made, the promises that I made, and how I am hoping that we are going to live those promises together. I described the gospel lessons of October and November that challenge us to be church in the world and to be followers of Christ as we are called to be in our baptism. I described the beginning of the First Shaw ministry and how that has, by the end of the year, that had already blessed 8 people to receive Shaw. December was a wild and crazy time, as is usual during the season of Advent. So I spoke about the 4-week study that I offered over at Union Congregational, where we discussed the messianic promises of Isaiah and the ancestors of Jesus and the O-Antron. I also talked about the youth group and their performance of The Big Story. I have heard nothing but praise for the work of our youth and your leaders in putting on that wonderful production for us. I also spoke of how on December the 21st, the longest night, we did have a blue Christmas here. Father Doug from the Episcopal Church joined us. And now that we've done it once, I'm hoping that we will have that as a tradition for those people for whom the holidays are a difficult time of year. I described the Christmas Eve worship, which was Lessons and Pearls, the Singing of Silent Night by Candlelight, and how there was a comment as you were leaving of the snow, and how it just seemed to be the perfect evening. In my last paragraph, I said, I'm still getting to know you. I've been here now for 4 months. It's going to take a long time, just like in a marriage, how you start out, and then you come to know each other more and more. And I hope that that is what happens here, that as we open up to each other and come to know each other more and more, we will grow in our relationship to each other and to Christ as we minister to each other and to the people of Buffalo and the wider world. And I have closed with a prayer that was used at my installation. And let's use that prayer today. Almighty God, you called your servant to make promises before you. Now enable us to keep our vows that we may remain steadfast and safe and fruitful in every good work, that our mutual ministry may be served with all faithfulness, diligence, and courage. Amen. Mm-hmm. Any questions on my report? I will return time at this meeting.
Yeah, most of the other reports, there isn't any big earth-shattering news or anything out of the ordinary we've done this past year. If you look at the statistical report, our numbers are basically have stayed about the same as far as total baptized members and attendance and active members. We've been involved in the three-way partnership with the UCC, the Episcopal Church, and St. Luke's. Those meetings are ongoing, and we're doing joint ventures together, such as Bible studies and different events, and possibly more future services together for a special service or two. But I don't believe there's anything else that's really different than normal business for the year. The biggest news this year was just the call committee, and after year and a half of deliberations on the call committee, we were able to call Pastor Ann to serve our churches for the next several years.
A long time.
Yeah. I guess if there's no other questions or comments on the reports, we'll go ahead and move on. Being that there's no old business, we'll move on to new business. The first item for business is congressional council election. We need actually three members of the congregation to join the church council. Paul Thompson was appointed last year by the council, and so he has to, he's willing to continue to serve and will need to be elected to the two remaining years of his term. Both Dean Knauer and Leslie Pearson have served 6 years faithfully on the council and are not eligible for re-election, so we need to find other replacements. And are there other nominations besides Paul Thompson for the two vacant, two other vacant positions?
I nominate Gene Baum.
Okay. Gene Baum has been nominated. Any other nominations?
Can I ask someone to vote?
And if not, if we don't have the sixth member, we could, what we did last year, again, we voted for the five, and then we, Paul was appointed later by the council, and that is an option. So if there are no other nominations, is there a motion to close nominations with the two candidates?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay.
Lois.
It's been properly moved and seconded to close nominations with the two candidates being Gene Baum and Paul Thompson for two of the three positions available to the council. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay. And then we can either, is there any objection to a voice vote for on those? If not, we can do a ballot vote. But if hearing no objections, is there a motion to approve those two nominations to the church council?
So moved.
Okay. Moved by Nels. And second?
Second.
Okay, I have about three. We'll go with Colleen Payne. We had about, I think she had her hand up first. It was a race. I think I saw four hands fly up. So, okay, all in favor of Gene Baum and Paul Thompson being elected to church council, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. The next item is election of Senate Assembly delegates. We just learned in the past week or so that Senate is unsure of their plans for Senate Assembly. They're not even sure if they're going to have one in person or if it'll be virtual or if it'll be one location, multiple locations. It's up in the air right now. And the way the Constitution states, the congregation has to approve the delegates, but we have done it in the past, and what I would recommend is that we have that the congregation offer a motion today to vote to allow the congregational council to appoint delegates to the Senate Assembly if needed at a later point. Basically, the congregation would delegate their authority to approve those delegates to the council. We just don't know if we need them or how many or where or when. Or we have no, it's kind of up in the air right now. So
I so moved.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Okay, second. And hopefully our secretary can figure it out. Properly. If not, I'll help word it later. So, all in favor of allowing the church council to approve the Senate delegates at a later date if needed, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. The main item of business, I guess, today is our budget for next year. I'll go over a real quick summary of some couple highlights, then I'll let Leslie add her highlights and any other comments. Basically, our budget is basically pretty similar to last year's budget. We haven't changed much. A few minor adjustments to some of the expense line items for to match more closely to what our actual expenses are this past year versus budgeted. The only thing we really did is, if you notice on the very right-hand page, right-hand side of that, we did a 5.9 cost of living adjustment. And part of the reason for that is the Social Security, it did the, and the federal government did the 5.9 because of the rising cost of things this past year. That is the, was the recommended cost of living adjustment, and that is what we have done just for our three employees, or for the pastor, for our church secretary, and for our church custodian. And that was the basically the only main difference from last year. It raised our proposed budget a little bit, but it's still, I believe that 5.9 equates to roughly $120-$130 a month overall. So it's not a large amount, but it is, it does at least keep up with the cost of living. And I guess I'd ask Leslie, is there any other comments or you'd like to make on the budget, or if anybody in the audience has questions?
Just a couple things I would add, and mostly I just want to make sure people are aware, for this last year that just closed, we had general fund revenues of just over $68,000, and our budget for next year is right around that same mark. And it looks like we met our budget and everything was great, but I just want people to be aware that our monthly giving on average is a little short of this budgeted number, so we need to keep working on that. Last year we were fortunate to receive a few special one-time contributions that helped bring us up to that budgeted amount. Those are things, of course, we can't ever plan on and don't know about coming, so we just want to be consistent in our normal weekly giving. The council believes, and I do too, that the proposed budget is very realistic for us and something that we can maintain, and we want to. We've been working for years to be able to have Pastor Ann here, and we want to do what we can to maintain enough consistency to make that viable for years to come. Most everything else on the budget is as it has been. We didn't make any big changes other than we always have slight increases in our insurance premiums and those kind of things. That's the same reason we did the cost of living adjustment for our staff. They're experiencing those same increases in costs like everyone else. And then one thing that's new from last year, when you look at the bottom half of the budget, we have a line item called Housing Equity Fund Contributions. And we talked about this a little bit during the call process, but wanted to clarify that that is a contribution, the $800 a month that we have committed as a congregation to make to a housing equity fund for Pastor Scott, and that's essentially, in their case, in lieu of any health insurance costs we would be paying because they are have access to a different health insurance plan. So that's why that line item looks different than it has in the past, but that's what's going on there. Questions or comments? Anything I can answer on the subject?
Worship expenses from last year.
Oh,
what was the difference?
Yeah, good point, Loretta. The difference is when we pay for supply pastors, that goes in worship expenses.
Okay.
So all those weeks where we didn't have a full-time pastor, those expenses are in that.
Completely went over my head.
No, I get it.
our pastoral salary was lower last year and the worship was higher. That's
right. Right.
They all said that they're in different categories, so it's a little confusing.
Do we have a custodian now?
We do, yes. Her name is Shelby, and she comes in every week.
A flower of the week.
so that, Carl, that's showing over the whole life of the fund, and I got to remember, maybe in the first or second year that that endowment fund was in existence, there was a distribution. I have to think about what it was for. Maybe I put a note in here because I don't remember. I'll have to look. I have the detail. I went through all the history. I believe it was in 2009, but I'll have to look. My recollection was we made a distribution out of the endowment prior to putting that $25,000 limit on there. The way the fund reads now is until the fund reaches $25,000 in principal, we won't make any distributions out of the fund, and we only have access to the interest earnings. But I'll go back and look at that, Carl, and see what that was exactly. I'm not recalling it at the moment, but that's what it is. That's what that is showing. It's from the over the whole time the endowment fund was in existence, we have received contributions of $7,055. We have distributed $307, and the interest income earned is $471. So technically, we are in line with the terms of the fund in that we haven't spent more than the interest income that's earned. But I'll go back and look. I don't recall what it was. In 2020, we had to make a disbursement out of the fund, but it was just a bank fee. I believe it was $15. For it, they considered our bank account to be inactive and charge you a fee once a year. But we've changed the balance in that account. We made a contribution from the general fund last year to bring it high enough so we wouldn't get that inactive fee. But I'll go back and look. I don't remember what the other distribution was.
Are there any other questions on the budget itself? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the budget as presented for the 2022 church year?
So moved.
Second.
You mean 2021?
Oh, for 2020, yeah, budget for 2022 for this year.
Oh, okay. Oh, sorry.
And is there a second?
Second.
Second by now, okay. The proper move and second to approve the budget as presented for the 2022 short fiscal year. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Having no other new business, I would ask Pastor to lead us in a benediction.
Instead of a benediction, let's close with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Hearing that, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. Everybody moved, everybody. Okay. All in favor?
Sorry. Yeah. I looked up the answers across questions.
Okay.
So that initially in October of 2008, which was like a year after the fund was established, we distributed 10% of the gifts received to the Bread of Life Food Pantry. So it was $301.50. Then the difference in there is that $5 service charge we got last year on the bank account. And then after we made that distribution in 2008 is when the requirement to build the fund up to the $25,000 was put in place. That's what it was.
Yeah, I vaguely remember we did an amendment to that within a year or two after that. I believe originally was we distributed 10% of the funds immediately, but then now we decided we collected that. So. Okay, well, thanks everybody, and coffee's on.
And thanks to all those who served.
Good luck. I was going to try and catch you.
And then we also do an exact number of people on the top.
Oh, okay.
We also need to be able to do one good.
Scott.